Welcome to IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's music scene. Today, it's the Montreal indie scene. We have Liz from CKUT FM, that's McGill's community radio station. But first, live at IndieCan from DNA Studios in Montreal, it's the Voodoo Monks.
We are the Voodoo Monks, and this is Don't Waste Your Time. Did. Things are changing in my generation. Feeling like they never did before. Things are happening with no consideration. I don't know what you're looking for. Please help me and we'll find it together. We'll find it together. We'll find it together. That people disagree, trying to find a way to set us free. Every day is a chance for you to lend a helping hand. Time has come for us to understand. All around the world, people come to see there's a magic star that's shining down on me. Take a look inside, and you can see it too. There's a magic star that's shining down on you. There's a magic star that's shining down on you. Change your mind. Don't waste your time. The options to do before you change your mind. Whoa, yeah. People starting now to improvise. The answers come with self-exploration. Learning how to use your inner eye. Find it together. Take a look around, you see that things are getting tense. The way we live, it really makes no sense. Economy and politics are getting in the way. Time someone should take a stand and say, I know that things are bad, but deep inside I'm free. There's a magic star that's shining down on me.
Voodoo Monks, bienvenue.
Hey, merci.
À la première, what are we going to call this? IndieCan chez Montréal. Yeah. Montréal.
Bravo.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You're too kind. You're really too kind. So let's talk about your record. You're working on a new CD right now, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, finally.
What can we expect? How soon should it come out? How many songs are you going to have on it?
Well, we're going through the final phases of the record. We're going over, see what's left to be done, and we're pretty much close to the end. And we're pretty anxious. It's pretty much done, yeah.
And how many songs
15.
Have you decided?
15.
15?
15.
Yeah. Good value. And let's see, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to tour, try to get some radio support? What's do you have a plan once the CD's out?
To tour and get on the radio. I mean, yeah. We want to go everywhere, reach every aspect of this business, TV, radio, and tour.
Yeah, that's
everything.
How did the three of you break down, like when you say that, there's a lot of things to do. Someone needs to book the show, someone needs to run the website, someone else has to do promotion. Does one of you do all of that work, or do you break down the individual tasks?
We're doing it all together.
All three of us work together.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah, so there's not one laggard around.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a bright future. You were on the road in Ontario recently, weren't you?
Yeah, we just came back from a 2 month tour.
That's great, isn't it? Getting out and playing a lot before you come to the studio. Sort of in good road shape.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. People in Ontario were really nice to us, and we had a lot of fun over there.
Well, you offer them something new and something a little bit different.
Yeah,
we're,
I think so.
We were talking earlier about the funk scene, which and there's a band in Toronto called God Made Me Funky. I don't know if you've ever heard of
them. Yeah,
they're pretty cool. But they're fantastic musicians, but to some, they're like a novelty act. Oh, this is different. But you were telling me that Montreal has a vibrant funk scene.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. There's a lot of funk bands and funk venues, too. So, yeah.
And where do you draw your influences? What are the types of things you're listening to?
So many influences.
We're not in the funk only.
That's right.
But well,
we definitely draw
funk.
From bands like Tower of Power,
Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Grey Boy All Stars.
Yeah, there's a lot of influence.
And then we have Dave Matthews Band,
Led Zeppelin,
all those great bands.
Yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, you can hear it in your songs. There's lots of different influences. Sometimes you've got something reggae going on the guitar, and then the drums and bass are more of a, you know, sort of classic rock sound. I mean, it's a neat mix, what you do.
Yeah, we don't want to get stuck in one style.
We definitely go for variety. Actually, that's one thing about our new record, is that from beginning to end, you definitely go through a whole variety of music.
Yeah.
We are the Voodoo Monks, and this is Two-Headed Monster.
Yeah. Won't get them, and in the morning.
Now, what about the music scene itself in Montreal? Is it a very supportive scene, like playing around town? Do you get lots of attention?
Sure. Well, if you get around, you get to meet people and you realize that, there is a community.
That's how we met Dave, in the bar.
There's definitely a place for us in Montreal.
There should be an interesting story about what Dave was doing in the bar and how you met and all that sort of thing.
Well,
it is a community.
Yeah.
There's a great sense of community here for amongst the musicians.
Yeah.
I heard recently that record sales in Quebec are like unlike anywhere else in Canada. A lot on the Francophone side, but people consume music here. They appreciate it. They love it. They go out and see it, and they buy records. Do you find that to be true here?
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people who call themselves like meloman.
Yeah. Meloman, music lover.
Music lovers, and they'll just go out and they'll fill up their room of CDs that they buy, and they trip on having the covers and the words and the lyrics and the actual original casing. And
sounds like the good old days.
Yeah.
So they really appreciate the artists, want to know about them, and get into the CDs as opposed to downloading one or two songs on MP3.
Well, everybody does that, but as long as they buy the CD.
Yeah.
But encourage the musicians.
Yeah. But I'm not telling you guys to download music. It's illegal.
I got nothing against
you. You didn't hear it here first. Well, thanks for being on the show. This is what was our first Montreal indie scene show, and wanted to get it kicked off great, and I'm just so glad I had you guys in.
Ça fait plaisir.
Thank you.
It's
ça
an
fait
honor.
Très plaisir.
Yeah. Oh, no. Bienvenue. or de rien, or we'll be...
Merci.
Merci.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
C'est bien ça.
Yeah, my vocal coach.
C'est magnifique.
I'm going to need that. So let's finish with a bang. You're finishing with the Farmer song. Let's hear a little bit about what that song's about.
It's a story about a farmer on his land, and it's really a nice little story, and it's really worth it to listen to the words and just see how the story unravels. It's really a nice little story. So.
And one last thing for listeners, where do we find Voodoo Monks online?
www.thevoodoomonks.com, and there's a MySpace too, myspace.com/thevoodoomonks.
And we'll put a link right from the IndieCan site to your site as well too.
Cool. Excellent.
So that's VOODOOMONX.
Thank you, Voodoo Monks.
Thanks you, Joe.
Thanks.
We are the Voodoo Monks, and this is Farmer Song. I tell you a story about a young man. Someday in summer, on a farmer's land, he was there with a woman, just taking the sun, and his hand was resting right on her thumb. There are many things around me, don't know what I'm looking for. There are many things around me, don't know what I'm looking for.
looking for. Laying in the sun and enjoying my day. 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 Laying in the sun and enjoying my day.
This is Liz Pierce from CKUT 90.3 FM, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Cigarette de gasoline. La route est longue, mais il fait beau. Les nuits blanches caféine. Des fois c'est bon, des fois c'est trop. Des fois c'est bon, des fois c'est long. Et si jamais je m'étais trompé, de direction, de profession, de rêve, d'obstacle à surmonter. J'fonce la tête haut. Ride on, oh ride on. J'ai tant de choses à raconter. Ride on, oh ride on. Le compte à rebours a commencé. Sur mes mots, my love for you is my only sin. Yeah, yeah. T'aurais pas pu me le dire un peu plus tôt. Mais quand j'ai le bonheur que j'en tire, je me sens pas mal, pas mal moins lourd. Le compte à rebours a
Hi, this is East Coast Wendy, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio. Yellow.
Everybody makes new people. Everybody to you. Everybody to the one who can't be shut up. I'm the regrets of either of the gene. I'm the regrets to you. I'm not forgetting, I'm not forgiving. Just the English idea. It's getting cannibal. Sometimes I
This has been fun so far. Let me get my thanks out of the way. Dave Sutton of DNA Studios in Montreal, thanks for hosting the first ever Montreal indie scene. And I'm hoping this is the beginning of something big. It's a great, vibrant scene here in Montreal, and we hope to be bringing more to our listeners. Now, we just heard Siddhartha. Now, Siddhartha is a Montreal band from the Plateau, very close to DNA Studios, that I met at the Drake Hotel in Toronto. Daniela, their manager, introduced me to them. And we just heard from their album, The Sid Matters, Big Murray. Before that, we heard East Coast Wendy with her record Further. Wendy is actually interning under Dave Sutton at DNA, just learning a little bit about recording. It was great to hang out with her a bit. And we started off with One Night Band. Lorraine gave me this. Lorraine manages this band. She's got her own going concern, which we might hear from later. And let's see, we heard Right On. Now, next, we're going to listen to Ember Swift. Not exactly Quebecois. She lives just over the border. She's been in the Canadian music scene. Many of you know her for quite some time. This is from the Dirty Pulse. There's a lot of great songs on this CD. Some of them are quite political. Some of them are quite quirky. And I couldn't help but pick Tenpin. What the bowling is a metaphor for, I'm not quite sure, but let's have a listen to it.
I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go
so bad. I felt like flight attendant giving a safety demonstration. No one looked in my way, no one came here to watch me play. But that's okay, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, 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 you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. 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 So I checked into a hotel with a midsection of the bed sag, like an old man put out to pasture, and you know, does not really matter with what words you said. Just sometimes it's time to be the student, life the master. So I packed up all my clothes, headed for the road again. Oh, knowing you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. It wasn't half bad. I felt like a flight attendant going up and down the aisle with free food and drinks. And everyone looked in my way. There was no need to pay. It's all the same. It's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, you know it, baby. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in. I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in. I like the holes wide, 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 wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in. I like the holes wide. Don't you know it, baby? You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in. I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away. And besides, I look good in the shoes. Oh, I look good in the shoes. Don't you know it, baby? I look good in the shoes. I go, I go, I go, I go, I go, oh, I go away, away.
Yeah.
That was John Cohen Experimental, which loyal listeners will remember from episode 24, I guess. I love that tune. We've played that before. Now, what's the connection? John Cohen is good friends with Liz Perez from CKUT-FM at McGill. And we're about to go to an interview I had with her, not in McGill studio, not at DNA, but at Cafe Imagination, just to give you the Montreal feel. So let's go to that interview now. Thanks, Liz, for chatting with us. Liz just interviewed me, so the Montreal listeners will have already heard a lot of what we chatted about. But Liz, you work in community radio. It's for love, not for money.
It's funny because in Montreal there's not a lot of coverage on local artists and bands, and I say local artists in general because that encompasses musicians but also filmmakers, and there's just, we had talked just before about middle class, right?
Yeah.
A middle class within a niche, within a genre of music or within a genre of filmmaking. There doesn't seem to be much of that either in Montreal in particular,
mm-hmm.
which can be maybe all-encompassing for the rest of the country, perhaps, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to join, I won't say an organization, but I did want it to be more proactive within a community.
Yeah.
And since I have background, I have a bachelor's in communication studies.
Yeah.
I wanted to integrate myself more and get to know more about the community I live in.
Yeah.
And get to cover and get to learn about people who are doing something that changes or makes people think differently.
Yeah.
Within a community.
Mm-hmm. So, do you play music?
I used to, yes.
Do you sing? Like,
yes, I do sing, but
You don't have
that's part of my secret.
That's your secret
life. Oh no, it's still there, but I. Music's a part of me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Which would obviously explain why I have a kind of a penchant for it, to always want to go find out why musicians do what they do or the type of music that they do and why my repertoire is pretty open-minded. I don't just stick with just one genre of music. I like looking outside of the box and seeing what else. Even if I'm not a big avid fan of opera or country, I have studied it through music history courses and others alike, and discovered it and have learned also how people can change it as well. So, but going back to your question, yes, I do have musical background, classical music training, in piano and in guitar and singing, yes. But that's one of those side hobbies, I guess.
A hobby. You haven't taken the leap with that.
Not yet.
No cross-Canada Liz tour coming up right
away.
No,
not anytime soon.
So do you think the CKUT, the McGill radio station, is helping the local indie scene? Are they doing their part? What kind of things do they do?
A lot more than I think the mainstream stations are doing. That actually, this goes not only for CKT, but also the other community radio stations that exist here, and television community radio community stations.
Yeah.
They're there to kind of remind you, hey, alternative stuff exists, you know?
Yeah.
This is what makes this community unique. And then it becomes part of the mainstream afterwards, right? So they are very, CKT is very, very integrated and very involved with a lot of activities that occur here. Montreal in particular, once again, is one of those unique cities that has a lot of artists thriving in it.
Yeah.
And there's always something going on. And I know from what I've seen, CKT tends to want to co-present those events, even the most obscure ones, too.
Yeah.
To just try to get a little bit more light on that artist or that scene.
So, play tour guide, because I know you do a little travel in your day job.
Yeah.
For someone traveling to Montreal and they want to get some good indie music, where should they go? Where are the best places to go to hear good live music?
Saint-Laurent Street is definitely the place to go, because that's where it's...
We're almost there now.
We're almost
here
there. This is not that far for Park. Park Street is also known to be the student hangout. But there is some little venues here and there that you might be able to spot if you walk on Prince Arthur Street. That leads you towards Saint-Laurent Boulevard.
Okay.
Just in case anyone's wondering how they link to each other, connect to each other. Saint-Laurent, which is known as the Main.
The Main.
I love that.
You know,
Saint-Laurent and Main, because I could see the two correlating. But yeah, they have a bunch of venues there, and they're often the cheaper venues too, the further north you go.
Okay.
So they're not only just grassroots, not only fair trade, yeah, but also they're cheaper than most other places that you can go to if you go down on the main. You're sticking on Saint-Laurent, so it would be La Sala Rosa and Pharmacia Esperanza and the Green Room, Main Hall. Cabaret Music Hall is a little bit more pricier, but there's some really great acts that go there. A lot of European acts end up going there, and it's very intimate.
Yeah.
There's Café Campus as well, depending on the day and depending mm-hmm. on who's going. That's for La Tulipe as well, which is more in a French area. In the other French areas, you'd have to wander around on Mount Royal Street, yeah, which is the other major street for mm-hmm. when it comes to venues and yeah, the art scene. You can go to Au Patro Vis, which is relatively intimate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Club Soda is still very good too, but that one is obviously for more, I won't say elitist artists or musicians, but it's for those who have made it significantly more
right,
than maybe than the others.
Yeah.
But it's still very relatively intimate too.
Yeah.
And I don't have to name other mainstream venues, do I?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. What about music festivals? What are the great music festivals in Montreal to take in, like, indie music?
There's one that's organized. It's actually co-presented by CKUT. It's SWUNY. It's also with Casa del Popolo. And it occurs usually where Laurier area is,
yep,
around that area. That occurs over the summer. There's other ones, too. But they're not as, I mean, there's obviously they get taken over by the mainstream festivals we have here, such
right,
as the
like
jazz
pop,
music.
You know, yeah,
the, no,
yeah,
the Pop Montreal Festival is actually a very alternative one.
Okay.
And that one is very good, and
yeah,
that one also permits bands and the insiders, that's what you do, kind
yeah,
of mini camp.
Yeah.
They have panel discussions, and they also have like the Future Music Summit
mm-hmm.
Actually came by this time around. It was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But you'll notice that one was organized during September and not during summer.
Right.
Because summer, there's way too many festivals here that
yeah,
well, people who
yeah,
live here don't even know either.
So crazy.
It really overtakes everything. Yeah. Les Nuits d'Afrique is an amazing mm-hmm. festival, though. Superb. It's excellent.
When is it?
That is in July, usually.
Okay.
Yeah. Les Nuits d'Afrique, it's... You can't miss it.
Okay.
And
okay,
it's amazing just because it showcases world music.
Yeah.
But also world music that is also homegrown world
yeah,
music. And you get to have a different experience each band you see, and they're there for the music, back to the core of what music's about.
Yeah.
And they're not so much into the whole image of what they play, you know. They're really there to make you move and make you dance.
Yeah.
It's an outdoor festival. They have some inside shows too, but usually it's outdoors. We have too many festivals.
No kidding. Never say that.
No, we have too many. We have way too many. But, I mean, it's good.
So forget coming here for a weekend of music. Move here for a year.
Yeah, you'd want to move here for 3 months.
Yeah.
You're going to find it tough to try to figure out where you want to go.
Yeah.
Because everyone takes over. But if you want to get a taste of the local scene,
mm-hmm.
then you yeah, do want to go within the areas I mentioned before, the artsy areas, which
yeah,
is the Mount Royal area,
yeah,
which is obviously where there's more French-oriented music as well. Mm-hmm. The Old Port, too, actually has some pretty hidden gems there, too, actually.
The Old Port.
The Old Port, which
is...
Is
that in Old Montreal?
Yeah, it's in Old Montreal, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's on St. Paul Street. Mm-hmm. There are some. There's Cobalt
mm-hmm.
that plays some nice jazz bands or some nice cabaret-style bands.
Yeah.
And there's another one that just opened up. It's a Terrasse 404 or something. I'm not sure what it's
yeah,
called. And they're supposed to have some bands there, too, like some... I heard about this one. I haven't really seen if they actually
yeah,
do yet,
yeah,
but it's very nice, and there's some hidden ones. So Montreal, there's always somewhere you can go and discover something new.
Too cool. Well, thanks a lot for giving our listeners a guided tour of the Montreal music scene.
But you know what's also helpful to your listeners as well is if they take their alternative newspapers,
mm-hmm.
The ones we have here is Mirror and The Hour and
okay,
Voix.
Okay, they can probably look up those online before they come, right?
That's
and
right.
And have a look at the listing. So again, the alternative are the Mirror.
Mirror, The Hour.
The Hour.
And if they're French, if they know how to read French, it's Voix. NEC.
Okay, Liz, great talking to you. Thanks.
Great talking to you, Joe.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
We just heard Kamikaze Baby with the song Bombs Away. Thanks again to Liz. It was great talking to her. And we're going to be working a lot with Liz in the future. Some of Indie Can music is going to be played over the McGill radio airwaves. And we're very happy about that. Thanks for your support, Liz. Now, we're going back to Lorraine, who was the producer of One Night Band, and we're going to listen to her own outfit called Low and the Magnetics. She's Low, the singer and the sax player.
The deal has gone bad. You're counting up the bruises. You played it out of turn. And now they're out of hand. Time won't heal your memory. You were so hard to remember. But now I cannot forget you. 'Cause you don't have the courage. You don't have the heart. You don't have the brains.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.